Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So how are you feeling? What are you up to? We saw you throwing out there.
Yeah.
What's the rehab going?
At this point, it's not rehab. I would say I've been cleared from rehab for probably 3 or 4 weeks now. I feel great. I'm coming in, warming up, stretching like normal. There's nothing abnormal about what I'm doing. At this point, I'm just building my base, conditioning, strength, my throwing. But I've thrown 4 bullpens so far, no issues. I have my 5th one Wednesday, I believe, and then continue to progress from there.
The pitching plan as far as the spring goes, is it any different than normal?
No, it's pretty normal. I think we're going to start slow. We're not going to rush into anything, but by, you know, the first week of the season, I'll be ready to throw over 100 pitches, and that's the goal. We got 6 weeks, so, you know, I think there won't be any issue.
At what point did that start really affecting you last season? How much did it affect the way you – I mean, was it something you dealt with all season or
– Yeah, but, you know, that's behind me. Like, it doesn't matter when it started. The fact of the matter is it's not there anymore, so that's all I'm focused on.
Does it feel coming into camp with a new team for the first time in your major league career?
Yeah, it's different because there's a lot of faces that that I don't know still. But being down here for the last 10, 12 weeks, people have been in and out, so I've been able to piece it together. But tomorrow when everybody's here, it's gonna be different.
So what are your senses of this team as you kind of start to look around the clubhouse a little bit, just sort of look at what you guys do have?
Yeah, I mean, our strength is what it has been since I was here last year. The second half of the season, our starting rotation was exceptional, and our bullpen was elite. And I think we've done things to complement each of those areas nicely. Jordan Lyles and Francisco Liriano, I think it's going to be a great competition for the back end spot of the rotation. And we have some pieces in our bullpen that we're trying to still put together, but the nucleus of our staff and our bullpen look really, really good, and I'm excited about it.
How about a scouting report on Melky?
Melky scouting report? you know, I haven't played against him a lot the past couple years, but the veteran presence, he's been in every situation. He's played in every stadium. Switch hitter, still plays quality defense. So it's, you know, hopefully he breaks camp with the team. And he can be a nice piece to combat right field with Chisenhall until Polanco gets back.
I know you want to put the past behind you, but I think you're also motivated to show everybody what you got this year. I mean, from the way you started last year with the Pirates and the way you finished last year with the Pirates, we saw some of what you're really doing in September.
Yeah. I mean, I have lofty goals for myself every year, and. You know, I'm still on my way to my goals. I'm still ascending. So, but the thing is, I'm not trying to prove it to anybody except myself and my teammates. So, obviously, I want to do well, and I respect the fans and everything, but I just care about my teammates and doing it for the group in here, the group of 25 that break camp.
I mean, the little extra incentive involved in terms of having to get healthy and everything and then being healthy.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm healthy, so it's not something that I'm really thinking about anymore. If we would have talked 4 weeks ago, different, we'd be having a different conversation, but I feel great, man. Injury is not in my mind whatsoever. Really, anything that happened last year is not in my mind. Whether I was contending for the Cy Young or I had the year that I had, I'm not really thinking or dwelling on last year because it's a clean slate, new year, new team, new everything. So I'm just trying to go out here and compete every 5 days for the 25 guys, myself, and the city.
You spent some time in the offseason acclimating yourself to Pittsburgh and being a Pittsburgher. What was that like?
It was
to
cool.
Get a chance to go to Steeler games and Penguin games and things like
that. It was. I didn't go to a Penguins game, but I went to two Steeler games. Great experience to see the level of passion and how they support. It's something that I'm proud to be a part of. And then being able to enjoy the city a little bit before the weather turned. There was like a 10-day period in October where the weather was nice, a little gloomy, but there was a 10-day period at the beginning of October, and I got to spend time with some friends, made some friends there, got to see some local things, got some local eats, some coffee. It was all good.
Did you sandwiches with French fries on?
Nah, I didn't go there. No. But I do plan on having a bite this year. Plan on having a bite.
That doesn't stick with the diet plan otherwise.
Yeah, you got a sense of how passionate Pittsburghers are about the Steelers and about the great teams. I mean, does that give you a little hope to see that at the ballpark as well?
Yeah,
you
mean,
got a taste of it on your debut with the Pirates.
Yeah, I think the month of August, the fans were great. And even into September, they were great too. But look, like, if you're not competing for a playoff spot, it makes sense. They're not going to come watch because there's other things going on. Hockey gets going. The football team gets going. They're kicking off their season. So, you know, I want to be in a position next year to force the fans to be there contending for not just a playoff spot, but to go super deep in the playoffs and play in the World Series. I've heard Neil say this, but and it's true. Like, what's the point in playing if you're not playing for a championship? And I know the outside perspective is things have been a little slow, but if you actually look at the pieces, they all complement our nucleus really well. We're fortunate. Our lineup is going to be really, really strong. I mean, you got Marte, you got Dickerson, Cervelli, Josh Bell, who's on the up. And then Polanco is going to be a nice addition in May or whenever he comes back, maybe late April even. I wasn't supposed to say that. My bad. Whenever Polanco comes back, it's going to be a nice addition. So our 1-5, 1-6 in our lineup is going to be strong. It's not going to be the same as everybody else's. It might not be traditional, but it's going to be dynamic. And I like the pieces that we added to complement what we already have.
You pay attention to what the competition in the Central did. I mean, now you got Goldschmidt coming in, and the Reds added a couple of pretty good thumpers.
Yeah, you have to pay attention. You can't just sit at home and not, because the mental prep and visualization begins in the off season. Whenever I'm throwing, I'm simulating in my mind, okay, a Carpenter or a Goldschmidt or Javi Baez or Chris Bryant. You know, I'm visualizing that. So yeah, I'm always aware. I don't immerse myself too much into it because that's overwhelming. It's the off season, but I know everybody's aware and we take notice.
How good did it just feel to get out there and throw today a little bit with Kelly?
I've been doing that.
Yeah.
The last 4 weeks, I've been getting here, doing a normal warm-up and playing catch. And it feels great to not have to rehab. It definitely feels great not to have to rehab, to have that all behind me. Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you, Chris.
Appreciate it, man.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.